presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
All right, Peter here, Gamertag Radio at E3 2019, here at the Ubisoft booth, and I'm looking forward to this interview. Go ahead, introduce yourself.
So hi, I'm Roman Campo Soyola, and I'm Creative Director on For Honor.
All right, so let's go back a few years, right? Because I remember coming here with the rest of the team and getting that early morning session in for Honor, and it was like an alarm clock with Red Bull. Right, because we were like just waking up, and they thrust us right into For Honor, and I literally was amped the rest of the day, and that's kind of like been how the title in general has been. So let's go through the history. You started off in 2017. Here we are, 3 years later. You're just releasing a new season.
Yes. So basically, since the release of the game, every 3 months we have a new season, usually with a new character, with new maps. Mm-hmm. Then recently, for the last year and a half, we started to do events. So every season, there is specific time event that you can only play for a couple of weeks with new game modes, special rewards, and tons of additions and improvement to the game, dedicated servers. Now we have just announced the spectator mode. We're continuing. Really, our goal with For Honor from the get-go was to maintain the game for the long term and really support it. And that's what we're doing.
So I have a very interesting question, and I'm sure Holly's going to give me the eyebrow for this one. How much has this game really changed from that initial concept and vision in 2017?
Since we released the game, how much has changed?
Well, from the beginning when you guys first started developing and saying, okay, we're going to do a fighting game.
Of course, when the main idea behind the game didn't really change. The vision that was behind the game, it did not change. Then, of course, when you work on the game, you test stuff, you try. It's a lot of trial and errors and building prototype and see what works for the player, what works for the company, what style we're doing, etc. So there's a lot of things that change. But honestly, the goal was to make that game about swords. The tagline we had internally is combat is an art, and that has always been the creative idea behind For Honor. So in terms of vision, it doesn't really change. In terms of feature, yes, like any project. But when we, like it was 1 or 2 years ago, I was cleaning old folders and I was pulling back old documents from gates with some internal milestone, and I was like, yeah, it's pretty close. Like 3 or 4 years ago, we were pitching that, and
here we are.
Here we are. It's that.
That's cool. Are there any characters that, or any like warrior types that you guys initially pitched that you fell in love with but never made it?
There are characters that we took time to release. Like for example, earlier this year, we released the Black Prior, which is that knight archetype with mm-hmm. sword and shield. And it was a type of character that we wanted to do early on in the development, but that we never really nailed. And it took us more time to nail it. And so we released it earlier this year. But no, there is no major letdown of, oh, we should redo that guy. Usually, it's more like every year we have that big brainstorm where we go, okay, what are the characters that we will do for next year, etc. And we have new ideas that pop, and we don't really go like, oh yeah, we used to want to do. No, it's what we want to do. We actually do it.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. So we're year three, season two now, right? How are you guys able to keep iterating and keeping it fresh? Like, it's just been amazing. You guys just keep going and going and going.
It's because when we do a character, we start with the weapon and with the martial arts. And if you look at the world, there's a lot of those. So, and because that's one of the pillars of For Honor, it's, even if it's a bit fantasy and there is, well, it's not reality, there is an element of being faithful to the source, The weapons that you see, we want them to feel kind of like the real weapon. The martial arts need to look like, yeah, I took some German broadsword training, and yeah, it's kind of right. We want to have that believable feeling in the game. And so that's how we keep it fresh. It's like we go to museum, we see cool weapon, we discuss with stunt guys, and the stunts always have crazy idea about weapons or stuff they did on training. And we're like, oh, that would be cool. That's how we try to keep it fresh.
Yeah, I can imagine that's something that you want to keep. You want to just maintain originality, but you also want to make it true to its origin, right?
Yes.
You know, with Japanese, you've got, you know, the feudal swords, and Vikings, you've got axes, and it's fantastic. So you guys just released the latest update,
Shadow of the Itokiri.
Right. So talk to me more about that, because when I saw that announce at the press conference, like the ears perked up, like when you whistle at your dog. And so I was just like, okay, it's getting a little darker here. Let's hear more. So let's talk about that.
So since the beginning of ER3, when we do special events in For Honor, we do these events around the backstory of the character of the season, and we link that backstory to what happened in the faction war in the previous season. So we try to merge the backstory of the character with the actions of the player worldwide, in a sense. And so here, the backstory of the Itokiri is Sakura used to be that executioner that went crazy at some point.
Right.
Basically, she slaughtered a whole village. Okay. But that legend built on top of her, and she became that kind of mythic image and figure. Oh, she's death. And they started to tell story about her and so on. And then when you're looking at the faction war, we saw that in one season, the Viking pushed really deep inside samurai territory. And then the player got defeated and pushed back all the way back to Valkenheim and never managed to gain terrain back to the samurai on that season. And we were like, oh, that's interesting. And so then our writers team came with that backstory of actually the Viking arrived at the village where Sakura was, and they saw all those creepy stuff, and they went crazy,
like,
and
nope.
They ran back to their land. And that's how the concept and the backstory of that event came.
That's phenomenal. I cannot wait. Okay, so what can we look forward to now moving forward in Season 2 with For Honor?
So the next, definitely the Soul Rush event is going to last for the coming week. So with that brand new game mode, Soul Rush, where it's a specific mode where you have to harvest souls from the NPCs and bring them back to your base. And the first team at 1,000 soul actually put the enemy team in breaking, so now you can slaughter them and kill them. So it's a specific time-limited game mode. And then later this year, we'll have the spectator mode that will progressively release. And as the feature becomes better and gets ready, we'll release it for the whole community.
Awesome. Well, Roman, thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule here.
Thank you,
folks,
for coming. It's cool.
If you need more information, go check out For Honor on the Ubisoft website. This is Peter signing off. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.